So hopefully, once the printer's back up, we'll actually do the full sugya of Ksut Laila. I hope relatively quickly. But in the middle of the sugya of Ksut Laila, so there's a little sugya as follows. That Rav Yehuda, what did he do? So tell me, Rav Yehuda Rami Tchelta Liv Rezuma Den Chevete.
His wife would wear tzitzis.
So Rav Yehuda's wife would wear tzitzis. Right, now this is in the middle of that sugya because the question of night day relates to the question of is it a mitzvah seishes man graman or women pturot. We have to decide. I've divided the sources into two. One is a survey of the four main positions in Rishonim as to what the words ksut yom ksut laila mean. The second is it a mitzvah seishes man grama, and how are those related? We can do those in either order. So just decide which one you want to do those in. One of those you did, one of those you did not. So, okay. But in the meantime, his wife, he was of the position that it was not a mitzvah seishes man grama, so his wife would wear tzitzit. But then the Gemara brings in the second surprising thing that he did was umuvarech called safra litatei b'tzitzit. When would he make a bracha?
Every morning.
Every morning. And what's the problem?
If the mitzvah never ends, then you shouldn't say a bracha every morning.
Correct. I mean, if it's mitzvah seishes man grama, 1 second. If it's mitzvah seishes man grama,
then
if it's time bound, so the women should be p'tira.
Right.
If it's not time bound, then they should be chayava. But if it's not time bound, that means that you should make the bracha, I don't know, when you make it once a lifetime, something like that. And yet here, he thinks his wife should wear tzitzit, which means he thinks that it's a mitzvah asei shaloh asaman grama. It's not time bound, but he made a bracha every morning. So the Gemara says, now, Nate asks, what about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is an interesting question where, yes, the mitzvah never ends, but on the other hand,
we're constantly building.
What?
We're not.
Okay. Well, we're not always learning, right? That's the thing. So now, look, I'll hint to you already here that the
also if women are pletter, that doesn't mean they can't do it. They just don't have to.
But that would be possible there also. Whether they can make a bracha is a different story. That's a machlok rishonim. Okay,
who,
what should we talk about?
The Gemara says who made a bracha? His wife or
his wife.
She also made a bracha.
Well, it's not totally clear. Right? Umivarech, he would make, I guess. You could read it either way. But it's the two shitot that are contradictory, right? Obviously, someone who says.
Yeah.
Anyways. But he says, Midirami, Ksavar mitzvah seishes man grama, who am I varech al-safra safra? The Gemara says, I don't understand. You can't have it both ways. Now, obviously, the simple read this Gemara supports which interpretation of Ksut Laila, Ksut Yom Ksut Laila, whether it's Yom Valaila, whether it's day and night or day close, night close.
Clothes. Day and night.
Day and night. Every morning.
Yeah.
Right now, obviously, the ones who want to say it's about ksut will say, no, it just means that at night he wore pajamas, and every time he put on his clothes.
Well, that's what it's going to come down to, you know?
Right? So then the Gemara says, Ki Rebbe, Detanya Tefillin, calls Manj Manichim of Archale, and Debre Rebbe. So the Gemara answers. What's the Gemara's answer?
Tefillin. You always have a.
Correct. You always have a chiyuv of tefillin, at least all day, but every time you put it on, it's.
You make another bracha.
Correct. And therefore, the Gemara's essential answer is that the. What's the Gemara's answer?
That
bracha isn't on the zman achiyuv, it's on the maisa mitzvah.
Right.
It's on the maisa mitzvah, and therefore, Talmud Torah, yes, you're chayv all the time. Why do you make a bracha every day? Because you went to sleep, you're masiach dat.
That's separate from shalayla, though, because you have a maisa mitzvah, but if it's nighttime and there is no mitzvah, then it doesn't make a difference if you're putting it on. Like, it has nothing to do with if it's on the clothing or on the time. It's like a separate thing.
Correct. I mean, you could read it either way. But the Gemara's point is that even if you say it's mitzvah seishes man grama, it's shelo as man grama, the fact that he wasn't wearing it at night and was in the morning is enough to make a bracha. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. Right? That it's not about this man achiyuv, it's about the maaseh mitzvah. Now, Nate will then come back and tell me, but wait a second. That makes sense. Why I make a bracha every morning on Talmud Torah? Because it's a new day. I was masiach that. I went to sleep. But why don't I make a bracha at the beginning of afternoon Seder? I didn't learn. Some of us are very from and learn through all of Seder. But for those of you who went and maybe ate or rested or exercised or something else, so why don't you make a new bracha during afternoon Seder? Right? If it's about the Maisa Mitzvah, not about this Man HaChiyuv, so why don't you make a new bracha at morning Seder, an afternoon Seder, and night Seder? Right? You ate in the middle, you went to the bathroom, whatever you did. So that's an interesting thing. You guys who are doing Daf Yomi, you'll get to it Soon, if you notice, the Tosos end up Yud Aleph. I think. Yud or Yud Aleph? I think Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. Yes, I'm ahead, but Yud Aleph. I don't really do an Aleph Seder. I do it like in spurts. But anyways, but Tosafot there says no, because unless you're sleeping, a normal person isn't Mesiach Da'at from Torah, even though we're not. Torah is different. We're always thinking about Torah, even if you're not. Now, you can take that in different ways. One could be, look, you're always at least cognizant of halacha. Right? You're at least cognizant while you're awake. Right? You know, right? Even if you're not thinking about it, like you eat. You're eating, yes, but you know make a bracha at the beginning, you know make a bracha at the end.
What if you nap?
So that's the shayla. Is napping change it, right? Well, clearly day. What?
What is the nap?
Assuming it's a long enough nap.
Isn't it 30 minutes?
So good. So there are. So this is a machlokes in the poskim whether you make a new bracha. Right? Certain poskim say yes, you make a new bracha when you wake up from a nap, and other poskim don't.
I mean, if the reason is you're everything about Torah, then I would say yes.
Correct. In Echonami. And that's why there are many Acharnim who said.
What's the reason to say not to then?
So then you'd have to say no, maybe it was instituted like once a day or something like that. Like certain other brachot that are like that. But okay. But that's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, but wait a second. Yachi kol shato nami. So he said, but wait a second. According to this.
Would it be a brachot of a talit to say it even if you didn't have it?
Presumably.
It would be.
Yeah. If you don't have to say it, yeah. So now the Gemara says, Iachi kol shata nami. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're going to tell me that a bracha is on the Maisa Mitzvah, so why every morning? What if he took a shower in the middle of the day? Shouldn't the Gemara have said, every time he took off his shirt and put his shirt back on, he made a bracha? Why does it only say every morning? Right? There are a whole bunch of reasons. He exercised, so he switched shirts. He took a shower.
You should.
Good. So the Gemara says, who did Nishtina? Maybe Lo Sharla. You're right. You're right. If you would, that would be true. But Rav Yehuda was super tsanua, so he took off his clothes once a day, only when absolutely necessary. He would go to bed, cover himself in the blanket, switch into pajamas, right? Or not pajamas, presumably wear nothing or whatever, right? That was the standard. Or maybe some sort of pajama. And the Gemara says, "Umayishno mitzafra." If he's so tsanua, why does he change his clothes ever? Gemara says, "Kimishani miksud lai luksud yom," because in the morning he switched out of his pajamas or whatever he was wearing or wasn't wearing and put on his day clothes. So even if Yehuda was so tsanua, there was one time where you could predict that he would be putting on his day clothing, and that is when he started the new morning.
So the Gemara really doesn't answer the question if it's on the Zman or the Beged.
Good, you could, in the end of the day, correct. By the end of this Gemara, you could read it either way.
Right.
Right. We'll have to get to what would it mean to call something a mitzvah d'aseisha zman grama if it's on the clothes and not on the day. Right? Day and night is
true.
Right? That we'll have to get to. That's why I wanted to do this at the end of this, because it just comes up in the middle of the Gemara, but fine, we'll do it. It stands alone. Okay, so the Gemara says, or the conclusion you would get from this Gemara is that if you have a, what's it called? So if you have a mitzvah, even if it's nimshach, or even if it's continuous, the bracha, the nature of bracha is every time you perform a ma'aseh mitzvah, right? That seems to be the simplest understanding of this Gemara, right? Okay, let's look at one more Gemara and then at two Rabbahs. So the Gemara in Sukkah has a discussion. So what does the Gemara say in Sukkah? Come on, let's read the Gemara in Sukkah, since you all have Sukkahs.
Oh, yeah.
Doing it in afternoon Seder.
Let's read the Gemara in Sukkah. Yes, here.
To Amar Yehuda, yeah.
Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lolo Sheva V'Sukkah Yom Echad. My time, what's the reason? Lolov demafsike lelos miyamim kol yoma, that lolov divides every day and night, every day. Mitzvah be afia nafshehu, it's a mitzvah by itself, stands alone. And sukkah delo mafsike lelos miyamim, sukkah does not divide between every day and night.
Because, why does it mean? Why is it not divided between day and night?
It's a constant mitzvah.
Right, because you're supposed to sleep in your sukkah at night, you know. Like there's a mitzvah all the time to live in your sukkah. You eat, you sleep, you learn Torah, you schmooze, you play games, whatever you do,
right.
Watch TV,
Kilohu Shavo.
Now someone's going to email me. Oh, you watch TV? It's never mutter. It's definitely not mutter in the sukkah. And I'll say what Ray Willig once said, that I think I mentioned this to you, that someone asked Rabbanon Soloveitchik, are you allowed to watch movies during Sfira? And he said, if it's a movie which is mutter to see the rest of the year, then it's mutter to see it during the Sfira. And if it's usher during the rest of the year, then Sfira doesn't change that.
Interpret that as you want.
But no, he's saying there can be things that are mutter. There's things that are mutter are mutter. There's things that are usher are usher. Right? This is not a circuit question, right? If you're watching a documentary about Kala Ilan and what exactly is indigo, and so in a chanamik, if you're learning the sukkah, you want to watch that in the sukkah, I think that's totally mutter. Yeah, anyways.
Kechad Yoma Arucha Demo. It's considered like a long day, like the whole 7 days.
Right. So Yehuda says the name of Shmuel that you only make one bracha on Sukkah, the entire Sukkah, and Lulav you do every day.
Yes.
And his argument is
that Sukkah is a constant mitzvah throughout all 7 days versus Lulav every day.
Good. Now, according to this position, what is the determinant of when you make a bracha?
If there's a break.
Right, meaning it's not about the Maisa Mitzvah. It's about... it's you make a bracha every time you've entered a new Zman of Chiyuv.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. V'rava bar hana amer Rav Yochanan Sukkah Shiva Lulav Yom Echad. Sukkah is all 7 days?
Correct.
Just one day. My time. Sukkah Daraisa Shiva Lulav Darabana.
Sagile
Bechad Yoma. It's enough for
good. So Rav Bar Rachana, what does he say? He says, Lulav, how many times do you make a bracha on Lulav and Sukkahs?
One.
Why?
The first is Darais, the second is Darabana.
Correct. Right, it's Darabana, and therefore for him, this is just Darais and Darabana question. By Darabanans, he gets one bracha. That's it. After that, you're not going to keep making brachas on Darabanans. Not as chashuv, but whatever it is. But Sukkah, you make a bracha every day. Now, according to him, presumably, either he thinks that every day is a new mitzvah, or by every day he means
every meal.
Every time you do a Maisa mitzvah.
I understand. Right? Even if it's Daraisa, it's one long Daraisa.
Good. So that's what you'll have to say. So what does he mean? Maybe he means every time you... Well, what does Rashi say?
What does Rashi say? Rashi says... which one? Olivia Mechad?
And then...
which one? Or Sukkah Shiva?
Yeah, Sukkah Shiva.
Well, Lebracha. Say Bracha. Every day. Right? Yeah. Olivia Mechad, VFLP, Shinitel Kol Shiva, Zechor LeMikdash. All 7 days you remember the Beis HaMikdash.
No, we do it Zechor LeMikdash.
We do it to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Aim Varchin vote. We don't say bracha. Ella rather Yom Rishon, the first day, Shehu Min HaTorah, the first day is from the Torah. So that's the reason for the Lulav. Okay. Nikud Darav Rachana. Oh, we didn't get that yet.
Right now, at this point, right, you could read this in different ways. You could say he means make it once a day. He could just mean that all 7 days you are chayev to make the bracha, right? Right, you should know even lahalacha how often make a bracha on sukkah is a big machlokas, because the min of Ashkenaz tends to be when do you make a bracha on a sukkah?
When you eat.
When you eat. What does the Rambam say? Whenever you go inside. Whenever you go inside.
Which is when you eat.
No.
Well,
you have to sleep in the sukkah. Mapitam.
It's not common practice in New York.
Okay, but it is a Gemara Mishnah,
yeah,
actually.
But like,
and it is the Ikra Mitzvah, according to...
Sure, Mishnah. But in New York, it's not common practice. Especially right. When you have raccoons living in your backyard.
What? Get rid of the raccoons.
It's illegal.
It's not as illegal as it is in Toronto.
Yeah, trust me. We tried. We want to kill them.
They're
but
insane. The laws are crazy. You are not even allowed to take it away. You can only take it a mile or less from its house so that it can find its way back. That totally defeats the purpose,
yeah.
People.
Yeah. So we have raccoons.
The raccoons are smart.
And we have like an open...
They can open garbages.
We have like an open...
Like, they can unlock things. It's very scary. They're like very, very intelligent.
And we have like an open sukkah, so we don't see that thing.
Anyways, that is the mitzvah. Good. So let's continue in the Gemara. What does Gemara say?
V'chad yoma ki ata rabin amar Rav Yochanan echad zeh ve'echad zeh shiva. Every day is...
Both of them. Sukkah and the lover, seven.
Amar Rav Yosef nekud derava chana v'yadecha dekluhu amre kaima kevosia v'sukkah. You take his hand.
Right, take this in your hand, meaning that's what you should paskin like. That's a great shita. Right, everyone agrees. Good.
Okay. Mesave. what's the reason?
Your challenge. Right, challenges him.
Ha'osa lulav la'atzma. There's a pasuk that says you take a lulav for yourself. And you say, thank you for giving us this chance. Do it. Netlu le tas bo amar, and you take for yourself, and you say Baruch Hashem Kedushanu Tzadfanu Al Nizlos Lalav. Ve'afol pi, and even though she Baruch Alav Yom Rishon, she Baruch on first day, Chozer you return, and you say Baruch all 7 days. Okay, and then there's another pasuk. It says Ha'osa Sukkah last, when you make a sukkah for yourself, amar, and you say Baruch Sheachianu Kimanu, whatever, etc. Nichnas Asiv. Leshev ba Omer. When you enter, you sit down and you say, "Asher kishen tzvanu leshev ba sukkah." The kevan and tzid shebarach yom rishon shebarach yom rishon. Shov, you again ainam mebarach.
But you don't have to make a bracha again.
Okay.
So the Gemara says,
"Kasha,
kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah sukkah."
Right.
He contradicts him on both. Right. There's a contradiction in both lulavs. Right. Where. Whether you it's one or seven, and on Sukkah whether it's one or seven, when you have a contradiction between the two.
Right.
So he says, Bishlam
alulav. It makes sense. Bishlam alulav alulav. Lulav makes sense. Lo kash is not a problem. Kan bisman, here with time, shebeis mikdash, kiyam, lo beis mikdash stands. Kan bisman, and here in time, shein beis mikdash.
Correct. I mean, if the standard is biblical versus not biblical, so in the time of the beis mikdash, there were 7 days of biblical lulav. Nowadays, there's one, and if that's your only standard, so one, seven, that's easy. One is when it's there's no beis mikdash, it's drabbanan, seven when there is. That's easy.
Elo sukkah, rather sukkah, a sukkah kasha, there's a question. Tanya,
so Tanoihi. You're right, it is a machloket.
Between tonight. Tanya, it says, Tefillin calls man, Sheminichim, every time you put on Tefillin, Mevarach Lehem, you make a bracha on them. The very rabbi, the words of rabbi. Vechachamim, Rabbi Chamim, saying, Ain't a Mevarach, you don't say bracha, Ella, Shachas, but only in Shachas. Ismar Abaye, Amar Hilchaso, Kiravi, Rabba, Amar Hilchaso, Kiravan, Amar Rav Mari, Bra, Debase, Shmuel. Chazino, we see le laraba delo.
Call Amos de Monach Tulen Mevarech.
We
whenever he would
act like we learned, rather
whenever he would put on
woke up, whenever he woke up and stood up, the ayel and he went up lebeis hakasa to the bathroom. The nafik.
It's a kise
to the bathroom. The nafik umashmi and he went out and washed his hands. His hands. Omniach Tulen Mevarech made a bracha. V'chi, it's trich, and it's needed, it's manim, achrina, a different time. Ayel, he went up, lebeis akise, to the bathroom. V'nafek, umash mayada, and he went out and washed his hands. V'niach tefillin, panat tefillin, v'varech, v'eina. And he made a bracha, v'eina nami. And also was.
Right? Okay, so let's, okay. So what do we see here? We have a machlokot here, just like we did in our Gemara. You have... The shita who holds that you make a bracha on tefillin every time you go to the bathroom, what does he hold? What is the bracha on?
The maisa mitzvah.
Maisa mitzvah. What is the shita, the chachamim, that you make the bracha only in the morning?
It's on the zman.
That it's on the zman, and you can only make it once per zman. Who else holds that in this Gemara? Right? Remember, there are many shita in this Gemara. Who else holds that it's once per zman? Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, who started, who says it's once per sukkis. Because since the entire sukkah is man chiyuv,
you just said it the first time,
right? So, in that sense, the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, are similar, right? Tefillin is once a day because Laila loves man tefillin. Sukkah once per sukkah is because a bracha is once on the right on this man chiyuv mitzvah. Now.
Why does it bring the story with the bathroom twice? Isn't it the same thing?
No, it's just two. Right, one is the statement, one is the story that actually happened. Right, we always bring stories.
It's the same exact. I don't understand. It's the same exact thing.
No, this is Rav Papa doing it. Right, it's Rav Papa did it. I saw that Rav Papa did that, so he paskin that way. Right, that's what it's saying. It's saying there was a machlokes, so that's all. Right, meaning there was a machlokes about it, and he did it. So you have a machlokes, right? You have here Shitot who hold that brachot are on the maisa mitzvah. You have Shito that it's on the
zman.
Zman, achiyuv. Now
it's nothing. It's still different than the.
But now, according to this, how many times if you hold it was on the zman?
Yeah,
it's on the zman. So according to the Shita in the Gemara in Menachot, that nighttime is still the zman tzitzis. That's why mitzvah is on the. How many times would you make brachot on tzitzis?
Once
per what?
Ever.
Thank you. Right? Or per, no, per beget. Right, per beget. Once per beget. Okay. Meaning, right, if they got a new talis, so it's a new, it's a brach on this talis. But that's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi Menachot, Im Kain, Laila's Man, Amai Mavara.
You can say it's on the Maisa Mitzvah.
Palm, right, he says, Palm Rishon Gadil Shaita Chadasha.
You can say it's per Zman, but you, but it's only if you're using that.
Correct. So he would say, so once per.
It's not ever, it's once.
No, remember, the Gemara is Havamina.
Once you're using that tzitzis, so once you use a different one and you go back to the old one.
No, that was more of maskana, that it was according to action. Right?
But the Gemara is both. It'd be both.
No, that's the. No, the Gemara is Havamina. Remember the Gemara is Havamina? Which is why we can make a brach every morning? So whereas maskana was, even though not nighttime is the Zman of tzitzis, he only wore the beged during the day, so he put it on again. So you make a brach once a day, because the maskana of the Gemara is that the bracha goes on the. Maisa mitzvah. But the halamina of the Gemara was that it's on the Zman, and therefore if you hold that the bracha is gamba yom gamba laila, you make it once per time you get a new beged. Right? Because now the chiyuv is chal on this beged. Now, what's interesting is, according to the Shita, it sounds like, is this true even if you had Hesach Hadat?
Yes.
Even if you had Hesach Hadat. But I mean, this Shita in the Gemara seems to hold that it's not, it's simply that each mitzvah you make once per Zman HaChiyuv, whether I have it in mind, I don't have it in mind. Because if you conceptualize, now, if we push it, what are they saying? According to the Shita, you make a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah. We understand. What is the nature of a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah? It's exactly what it sounds like. Every time I perform a Maisa Mitzvah, I say a bracha because it's on the performance. What would it mean that I say it like once per lifetime? Right? Or per tkufal chiyuv? Right? You'd say that it's not on the act. What you're really saying is that the bracha is like a conceptual reflection on the mitzvah. So every time I've entered a new category, right? A new period in which this mitzvah is relevant, so I make a bracha. But not every time I perform the maisa, right? It's not a prerequisite for the maisa, it's like a reflection on the concept of the mitzvah, or something like that. I don't know, right? And that might be why Hesach Hadas doesn't matter, because if you think that the Shita holds you make a bracha only on. If you think that it's similar to the one of Maisa Mitzvah, it'd be weird, because Maisa Mitzvah, clearly you make a bracha every time you have Hesach Hadas. But right, clearly the other one says no, right? So you have to somehow divorce it from the mitzvah, right? You have to say it's more right, abstract, and therefore it doesn't matter if you have Hesach Hadas, or something like that, right? Now the Rav notes, right, that you get, that there are, if you want to sharpen it, there are two very good machlokot Rambam and Ravid, which will help us understand the halacha we conceptualize, because we know. We paskin b'ikaron, that you make it, we make bracha on Maisa Mitzvah. And we make bracha on Maisa Mitzvah. But still, the extent to which these models remain, and now remember, there was another day in the Gemara, which is Daraisa versus Darabanan, which is an interesting, how would you conceptualize that? Why would you say that for Darabanan, even though I'm performing Hinu Maisa Mitzvah every day, I make one bracha, but for Daraisa, I make it every day, even though presumably the mitzvah is 7 days? Why would you come up with a model like that? What's the logic?
Oh, Daraisa is a stronger king.
So let's push it a little bit farther. I mean, what would you say? Darabanan, he'd say, look, The bracha isn't like on the Maisa Mitzvah because it's not such an important Maisa Mitzvah. So you make it, it's reflective of the concept of Mitzvahs. You make it once per period. But the Araisa, because it's Chashuv, even though like every day when I make the bracha, you could have argued it's one Tkufa, but no, like each act is significant because it's the Araisa, right? So that's what I would say. He's going in the direction of each act is significant and it requires a bracha. So, but the Rav notes that if you want to follow, again, there's these two machlokot Rambam and Raivin. So what does he say? The one was Hilchos Sukkah Vav Yud Gimel. What's the machlokot is there?
It was about the Timtum and the Jug.
Good. So what's the machlokot is there?
So the Rambam says that it's a suffix and they shouldn't say a bracha, and the Raivin says it's a suffix deraisa and therefore they should say a bracha.
Good. So let's just to make that clear, Nate. What does he say? He says if someone is a Timtum and an androgynous, which means that they're a suffix zachar, suffix mikveh. We don't know whether they're a man or a woman. What's the difference, by the way? A tumtum is what? Agave?
Both. Is both?
No. What's a tumtum? A tumtum is where? What? It's covered. No. A tumtum is where it's covered. It's where there's some sort of, like, it's still internal to the body, and therefore you don't know.
Just like pre-developed?
Whatever, it can be different things. It's, whatever it is, the point is you don't know.
So
we can't have it. Meaning, this person is either male or female, we just don't know. What's an androgynous?
We essentially have that now because we have like x-rays.
Right. Fine.
Oh, okay.
An androgynous
is a little bit of both.
Correct, it's a hermaphrodite. It's probably what we would call in modern time, it's an XXY, right? Which is manifest, right? An XXY, right? You can have a genetic case where it's a, right, very simply. A genetic sex is defined how? Right, males are XY, female are XX.
Do you have to pick a male?
What?
In the case that you're a little bit of both and they ask you, what do you want to be? Do you have to pick to be a male?
When you pick? What are you talking about? Like, halacha?
No, but yeah.
You don't pick in halacha.
Not in halacha. I'm saying...
Don't get me into modern...
Don't eventually they...
One second. So, XXY... right, is a possibility, which sometimes is not fully manifest, but if it's fully manifest, right, you could have someone who has a mix of primary and secondary sex traits of male and female.
How common right? is that?
What?
How
not very common. It is. It does happen, but it's not very common. I forget the exact numbers, but it's very, not very common. But it can happen. It does happen. Right, androgynous. Right, not hermaphrodite. Not hermaphrodite. Not androgynous.
Androgynous.
Whatever. Androgynous, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. So that is halachic. That's a halachic suffix. I mean, we know what this person is. It's a halachic doubt. So the Rambam says that person... Now again, this is only the Rambam l'shitato. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, this would not be an issue. Because according to the Rambam... Can a woman make a bracha mitzvah zeh shezman grama, even though she's not chayevet?
Yes.
So the Rambam thinks not. And therefore, according to the Rambam, whether or not this person can make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah depends on whether the person is a man or a woman. So the Rambam says you're never allowed to make a bracha.
This is interesting. According to Wikipedia, it says that the female, feminine part is expressive versus the masculine is instrumental. Doesn't, like...
There are different ways to manifest. I don't know. I remember when I was in eighth grade and I sat in on I went to visit Rambam for a day. For some reason, this was the shiur that Rabbi Friedman was giving, and he like went no sorry Rabbi Farkas was giving for some reason, and he was like going through. It was a fun day. Okay,
that's gonna be fun.
You're like, it's like Rambam.
It doesn't matter.
Rabbi Farkas.
I think for you it was right, Farkas. I don't know why they were up to it, what masechta they were doing.
Fun time.
Anyways, good. So, and the Raivit says,
"Is the suffix deraisa?"
Suffix deraisa, and this is what he says. He said, "Look, we don't make a bracha when you're mafresh maaser on demai. What's demai? So demai is the following." Most Amei Haaretz gave Truma and Maaser, but some didn't. So the halacha was that if you took produce almost everyone gave Truma. Not all Amei Haaretz gave Maaser. But even if you don't give Maaser, so what is your produce defined as? Tevel. What's the punishment for eating Tevel? Misa Bidei Shamayim. Right? It's worse than eating Treif. It's worse than eating not kosher. So the halacha is as follows: that if you have produce that you get from an amaretz, we treat it as demai. What's demai? There are different interpretations, but just
just in case, do it.
I mean, demai. This, what is it? Right. That's how many of the mafarshim understand it. Right. We don't know what it is, so we make you give maestro. We make you mafresh maestro, but it's only midrabanan because rov ame haaretz maestro. Because rov ame haaretz really do give maestro, so therefore it's not a problem. But some don't, and we want to avoid tevel. But the Ravid says, so we don't make a bracha there for that. But the Ravid says that's only because in that case, most people do give masrot. And therefore, it's a suffix for a small doubt. But from here, he learns that it's only small doubt where you don't make a bracha. But if something is a real doubt, and therefore you're chayef to do it because of the rule of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, that you make a bracha. The Rambam and Ravid argue at the same point in another place. Where's the other place that they argue about this? Who's the other Rambam I gave you?
We didn't do that.
Okay, so the Rambam in Ravid and Ravid argue in one more place.
They argue in
Hilchos Mila. So what's their machlokas there? So let me read it to you since you didn't get to it. So Rambam Mila Gimel Vav. Right, so the Rambam and Ravid have the following machlokas. Ger Shemol Kodem Shenit Gayer. If a Ger had a Mila before he was converted, the Katan Shenolak Shumahol, or you have a child who's born already circumcised, Kishematifin Mimenu Dambrit Einon Tzarachin Bracha. So what's the halacha? They need to have what's called Hatafa Dambrit. What's Hatafa Dambrit?
They take a little piece.
They take a little bit of blood. They draw blood. They don't take a piece. Right? Once you've removed the erla, that's all the pieces you're taking. Okay? But you draw blood, but you don't make a bracha.
You can always take more.
Right? There was a comedy play, which I don't think is still running, but it was for a while. I went when I was in YU. I actually went as part of a class called Circumcise Me, which is about a guy who converted three times. First he converted Reform, so he had to have a bris for that. And then he converted Conservative, and they made him do a Hatavas Dam Bris. And then he converted Orthodox, and he had to do the Hatavas Dam Bris again. And he made this comedy routine about his life, which is framed around having gone through Mila three times. What? It is I went with my professor, Professor Chaviva Levine, her husband, who's right, Jeremy Weider, who's a Rosh Hashiva at YU, and there were some like dirty jokes. Oh, and my parents decided to come. So I'm sitting there between like my parents, a Rosh Hashiva, and a professor, and then he's making some dirty jokes, and it was awkward. It was hysterical, but very certain moments were really, really awkward. And it was not like a big class. This was a advanced seminar of five students. So like literally we're all in the row. It's like the YU took us. But it was very interesting. Anyways. Yisrael Campbell. So, anyways, v'chein androgynous in mevarchan amilatom v'mneishu in zachar vada. And the Rambam says the same thing true of an androgynous, because an androgynous may have primary male genitalia, but halachically it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. So we give him a bris, but we don't make a bracha. The Ravid jumps in and says,
bracha.
Make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha? Because you're chayiv in safek d'oraisa, and the only time you don't make a bracha on a safek d'oraisa is by demai, we are rov. So you have the Rambam and the Ravid argue in two situations. In both places, the Rambam writes that if it's a safek, whether you have to be mekayim the mitzvah, do you make a bracha?
No.
And according to the Ravid, if you're chayiv to do something midin safek of safek d'oraisa l'chumra, do you make a bracha?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it accepted that you do suffik d'oraisa?
You have to do it. The question is to make a bracha on it.
No, I mean, isn't the bracha part, isn't that accepted that you make a bracha?
No, because bracha are d'rabanan. That's why the Rambam says you do the action, but without the bracha. The Ravid says you do the bracha. So now, explain to me the sheet of the Rambam and the Ravid. Which of these two make sense to you? Which of them make more sense to you, the Rambam or the Ravid? Right, remember, methodologically, always start with the one you understand more, and then try to understand the other one. So explain to me which one makes more sense to you, the Rambam or the Ravid. Got it. Which one makes more sense to you?
I mean, I can see both, really.
Okay, so pick one and explain it to me, and then we'll explain the other.
I mean, on the one hand, the Rambam makes sense because it's Suffolk Bracha and Lahakel.
Okay, so the Rambam makes sense. You're saying Suffolk Bracha Lahakel. You don't know whether you have to perform the mitzvah. You don't have to perform the mitzvah. You don't have to make a bracha. If you don't know you have to make a bracha, don't make the bracha. Right, that's the Rambam.
Is it also
good?
Worse,
what's the right?
Is it also worse to say bracha levatala than not make a bracha at all?
Then that would be part of it. That's why I said bracha lahakel.
I'm Muslim.
Except for it's because daraisa, correct. But these bracha are clearly the Rabbanan. So that's the Rambam. But explain the Raiva to me then.
You're already holding that you have to do the mitzvah. So in that case, then you should do the bracha as well. Because you're doing the
good.
Mitzvah.
So the Raivit clearly holds. Right? What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam says as follows. The din of bracha and the maisa mitzvah are separate. I only make a bracha on a vaday chiyuv. But if I'm in a suffik chiyuv, so I still have to do the act in suffik, but do I make the bracha?
No.
But what is the, how does the Raivit conceptualize the connection between bracha and the maisa mitzvah? Correct. Anytime I'm chayiv to perform a maisa mitzvah, even if it's made in suffik, I'm chayiv to say a bracha because bracha isn't on the theoretical chiyuv. It's on the practical. Am I chayiv to do this action, yes or no? Yes. It doesn't matter whether I'm chayiv because I'm chayiv or chayiv because I'm chayiv within savik bracha, savik doraisa l'chumra. If I have to perform the act, meet turis badai, so then I'm chayiv. But what is, so the Rambam thinks that bracha is on the theoretical chiyuv hamitzvah. What does the Raivit think it's on? The chiyuv to perform this act, even if
it's a
I might not be chayiv in the mitzvah, right? I mean, the Rambam says that once, remember we saw in the Gemara, there's a machlokas. Is the bracha on every maisa mitzvah? Is it on the zman ha-mitzvah? Is it a conceptual reflection on the mitzvah once per time period? We paskin on the maisa mitzvah. Hence, we make bracha on tefillin every time we put it on. We make a bracha on tzitzis every time we put on begin. But within that, the Rambam and the Raivit say, but what was the conclusion? The Rambam says the bracha is on the chiyuv to perform a maisa mitzvah. And therefore, in order to make the bracha, what do I need to know? That I'm chayiv in this mitzvah. But the Raivit says, no, it's a bracha, not on the theoretical, but on the act. Right? Meaning we should distinguish. The Rambam says it's on the chiyuv ha-mitzvah. And when do I make the bracha? When I perform the act. But it's fundamentally a bracha on the chiyuv ha-mitzvah. The Raivit says the bracha is on the maisa mitzvah. And therefore every time I'm chayiv to do a maisa mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether it's because I'm chayiv in the mitzvah or I'm chayiv in suffik. Because it's attached by definition to every maisa mitzvah. So what's the conclusion? Right? The Gemara has a machlokas about whether brachot are on the maisa mitzvah or on the zman. Right? Whether it's a conceptual reflection on the mitzvah or it's something that's attached to the act. But the Rambam and the Raivit then divide in two places of whether it's a reflection on the theoretical chiyuv, and therefore I need to know that I'm chayiv, or is it on the physical performance of a maisa mitzvah. And therefore, every time I have to perform the mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether in Shemayim you call this tzitzis or suffik tzitzis or mila al ha-suffik. If I'm chayiv to perform the act of the mitzvah, it doesn't matter what's generating that chiyuv, suffik or vadai, the bracha is midin vadai. So now the Rav goes back to the sugya. And he says as follows. So I'll read you the Rav's description. He says, Bircha the mitzvah mechayiv shal ha-mitzvah. V'lochein, la'achar shano machrim shetum mechayiv ha-mitzvos. See, that's how I would have said. The Rav actually suggests the opposite of what it just said. Right? Now, how would you say the opposite? Right? This is how I would conceptualize it. Right? Which is...
It's on the Maisa... According to the Rav, it's on the Maisa Mitzvah, but you're not obligated to the Maisa Mitzvah. You're just doing it Darabanan, maybe.
So here's the Rav, right? This is how I would have said it, right? This is how I would have said it. So I'll redo the Rav's formulation, which is the opposite of what I said. He says, Nir Lechadish. So the Das Araivin, Chazal Otiknu Chiyav Bifnei Atmo Levarach Kodem HaMitzvos. According to the Raive, there is no chiyuv to say a bracha before the mitzvah. Din birchas hamitzvah nimshach achrei chiyuv hamitzvah. Hamachayev lasus is a mitzvah yachadim in brachasa. It's a chiyuv that goes with the action. Lachen habracha yikiyum beguf hamitzvah. The Raive might hold that the bracha is actually a fulfillment in the mitzvah itself. It's the opposite. It's slightly different. Right? So I would say, the way our first formulation is that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv of bracha is a reflection on the theoretical chiyuv. The Rav just says, no, it's on a ma'isa mitzvah. Every time I'm chayv to do the ma'isa mitzvah, it's on the ma'isa mitzvah. The Rav says slightly differently. He says, no. The Rav thinks that what's the nature of birchas hamitzvah? It's part of the mitzvah midrabanan. And therefore, every time I'm chayev to do the act, I'm automatically chayev to make the bracha. But according to the Rambam, for every mitzvah, Chazal instituted two things. One is, there's two chiyuvim. A mitzvah, the act, and then there's a chiyuv to make a bracha. So theoretically, you can split them. Right? So that's a different formulation. So again, let's go through the formulations. In the Gemara, you have a machlokes. Is it on this manachiyuv, like a once in a lifetime or a once in an act reflection on the mitzvah? Or is it a chiyuv on the individual maisa mitzvah? Then you have the machlokes Rambam Raivin, which, what if you're chayv to do something, midin, something daraisa lechumra? Does that mean you make a bracha? So the Rav formulates it and he says the machlokes is as follows. When we say it's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah, the Ravid thinks that means it becomes part of the kiyum ha-mitzvah b'shleimusa midrabanan. So every time I'm chayiv to say it, what do? I have to make a bracha. And the Rambam will say no. Every mitzvah has two expressions. It has a chiyuv of the ma'isa mitzvah and a chiyuv of the bracha. And in the case of safek, you split them. Yeah? And the way I suggest it is maybe what the Rambam thinks is, I mean, you have to build in a certain sense what the Rav is saying, but he's saying maybe what the Ravid is arguing is that a bracha is every time I'm chayim to perform a ma'isa mitzvah, no matter what the chiyuv is. Right? Simply, again, actually maybe it's not the opposite of the Rav. Maybe this is just another way of saying the Rav. Right? So the Ravid is saying, look, if I have to perform the ma'isa mitzvah, I always make a bracha with it. And the Rambam is saying it's a reflection of the theoretical chiyuv. So I have to know that this is an expression of the chiyuv, not of a generic rule called Savik Darais and Lechumra.
I think practically there's no difference.
And maybe there is no difference. Right? I was like, it's the opposite, but I don't think it's the opposite. I think it might be two variations on the same type of idea. Now, based on this, the Rav goes back to the Gemara and he says like this: Lo'or achidish anal, behezbar asagas haravid, shidas chachamim brura. Lida'atam ein machayiv nifrad levarach al ha-mitzvos. Ha-machayiv shal mitzvah hi al-machayiv shal ha-bracha, mishum shachaz al tserfu et chiv ha-bracha al chiv ha-mitzvah atzma. He says, okay, once you have the Ravid, so what does the Ravid say? It's not really a bracha. Now, this is where I don't know if I agree with the Rav. He says, maybe what the Ravid is telling you is that the mechayev of the bracha is the same as the mechayev of the mitzvah, and therefore, how many times do you make a bracha?
Every time you do the mitzvah.
So this is where I don't necessarily agree. He says, but wait a second. You could say it's every time you perform it, but by sukkah, every time I perform the act, it's an expression of one chiyuv. Right, so I'm not sure convinced of the next move by the Rav, right? The first move, fine. But he's saying maybe you could formulate it differently. You could say it as follows, that once you say that what is a bracha isn't about the act, it's about the chiyuv ha-mitzvah. So he says, but what if the chiyuv ha-mitzvah is only once? Right? It's not about the act, it's about the chiyuv. So then you could come up with a position that if the chiyuv goes for the whole week, so how many times do you make a bracha? Once. Now, I don't think this is the Ra'avad. Right? Remember, I think the machlokas and the Rambam and the Ra'avad is within the maskana of the Gemara, which is that the bracha is on the Maisa Mitzvah. The question is, how do you conceptualize it? Is it that the bracha is now part of the Maisa Mitzvah on a Derabbanan level, and therefore every time I'm chayv to perform the act, whether or not that's a reflection of the theoretical chiyuv, I have to make a bracha? Or only if I know that this is the kiyum of mitzvah of mila and not a kiyum of savik darais l'chumra, then I have to make a bracha. But I think the Rambam and the Ra'avad are simply arguing within the maskana, which is that a bracha is a chiyuv on the maisa mitzvah, and then there's two ways of conceptualizing that. But the Rav says maybe you could look back and say no. At a certain level, once you say that the bracha integrates into the kiyum hamitzvah, so maybe if you expanded that, I'll tweak the Rav a little bit because I'm not sure I agree with his formulation exactly. But he says, but I'll say maybe this is what he means. If you tweak the Ra'avad, then you can explain the chachamim that you only make the bracha once per sukkahs. Why? Because if you say that the bracha is integrated into the kiyum hamitzvah, so then one way of saying it is every time I perform any act, which is kiyum hamitzvah, I have to make a bracha. But the other way of saying it is, if the bracha is integrated into the kiyum hamitzvah, then as long as I'm, even if I'm doing 100 different acts, but they're all being mekayim the same conceptual category of the mitzvah, then how many bracha would I make? One. Right, so the Rav is saying essentially, again, I don't think he's saying that the Ra'avad is paskin like the Chachamim, that you only make a bracha once per sukkahs. But maybe what he's saying is that idea that the bracha is integrated into the Maisa Mitzvah, you could interpret that in two ways. With the way we do it, which is every time you perform the Maisa Mitzvah, you make a bracha. But if you expanded it and you said, no, a bracha is integrated into the kiyum, then you would say that if the kiyum is one continuous seven-day act, then how many brachos might you say?
One.
Because, now the Ra'avad obviously, the Rav l'shitato now has a problem, right? Because as I just said, according to this, he's explaining the Ra'avad according to the position that we don't know, according to the Halamina. Right, he's saying that the Ra'avad works according to the Shita, that you only make a bracha on the lula, on the sukkah, once the entire time. That's what it means to be integrated. What's the problem? That pashtus is the Rambam and the Ra'avad are arguing within the maskana of the Gemara, which is that it's on the Maisa Mitzvah. And everybody says, "Ben machlokes u'nifsek halacha kirebi, hamachay bracha kol Maisa Mitzvah, afilein hefsek machay shal Mitzvah." Is it we paskin like Rebbe, that even if there's no break in the Maisa Mitzvah, in the Chiyuv HaMitzvah, rather, you make a bracha every time you perform the Maisa Mitzvah. That's why either every time you eat or every time you go into the Sukkah. So he says, according to the Rambam, it's fine. Because there are two Chiyuvim. There's the Mitzvah and then there's the bracha. Bracha is something is a separate type of Chiyuv every time you perform an act. And therefore, you can make a bracha on multiple Maaseh of the same Mitzvah. And you can, theoretically, perform the Mitzvah without a bracha. In what case? Suffolk. Right? Meaning he's saying, according to the Rambam, it's very easy. The Rambam says that there's a chiyuv mitzvah, and then there's a bracha. A bracha is every time you perform an act. And therefore, you could have one mitzvah which lasts for 7 days. When do you make a bracha? Every time you perform the act. You could have an act that you're chayiv to do, midin suffolk bracha lahakel. Sorry, midin suffolk da'orais lachomra. And you would say, how many bracha do you make? Zero. Right? Meaning, once you say that these are separate things, the chiyuv hamitzvah and the maisa mitzvah, and the maisa mitzvah, so you could say, sometimes I'll have multiple maisa mitzvahs, each with a bracha, which are all based on one chiyuv hamitzvah, and sometimes I'll have a maisa mitzvah that is lacking a chiyuv hamitzvah, because it's suffik, and that won't have a bracha. So he says, the way the Rambam ends up reading this sugya is that's why a suffik, you don't have it, okay? So, are we clear, or is this getting confusing? Let's try summarize where we are so far. Again, the Gemara has a shita. One shita is you make one bracha per zman hachiyuv, once every seven, for the whole 7 days. The other is you make it every time you perform the act. Examples? Tefillin, tzitzis, on a new baguette, etc. If it's once per chiyuv, so then we suggested conceptually what that is the bracha is more of like a reflection on the concept of the mitzvah, or sort of according to the Rav, it integrates into the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and I make it once and it integrates. Therefore, according to that Shita, how many times do you make a bracha on tzitzis?
One.
One per beged, according to Rashi. How many times in Sukkah? Once per Sukkis.
Right.
But then there's the Shita that no, you make a bracha every time you perform the Maisa Mitzvah. That's why you make a bracha on tefillin. Not every day, right? That's the Chachamim, right? That's by tefillin. You make it every time you put on tefillin, or at least every time you had a real break in it, right? So if you went to the bathroom and weren't allowed to wear tefillin, so you make a new bracha when you come out. By tzitzis, every time, every morning, or every time you put on a new beged, or put the beged on anew, rather. Not a new beged, the beged on anew. And by sukkah, every time you've eaten it, every time you sit in it, etc.
What's considered on anew?
Well, every morning. Right, that was the Gemara.
But what if you're like changing clothing, like nowadays?
The rule is Hesach Hadad, right? If you took off your tzitzis with no intent of putting back on, and then you change your mind, new bracha. Right? If you took it off, take a shower, and you're going to put it on in 10 minutes, bracha. That's the general rule, Hesach Hadad, just like by food. Right? If I eat an apple, but I'm planning on eating in 10 more minutes, I don't take a bracha in 10 minutes. But if I had an apple and then, you know, I said, okay,
so
I'm done.
If you take it off, you go work out, then you shower, then you get dressed. You don't have to say it because, like, you knew you were going to get dressed.
Presumably, right? Unless you say at a certain point it might be too long of a break. And then that gets a little bit more tricky. But, right, you have to. So those are details that have to be fleshed out. Okay, so let's get the conceptual thing out and then we can flesh out the detail. But that's what it would come down to. Okay? But then you have the machlokas, Rambam and Raavad. So according to the Rambam's argument is like this. Once we accept the notion that you make a bracha every time you have a maisa mitzvah, what does that teach us? That the bracha
is essential to
the mitzvah. No, the Rambam.
Oh.
That the bracha and the chiyuv ha-mitzvah are different. And that is two manifestations. One is that I could have a case in which I'm chayiv to perform the mitzvah and not make a bracha, which is a case of safek. And the other is I could have 10 times to make a bracha on the same chiyuv ha-mitzvah, like every time I eat in the sukkah, every time I sit in the sukkah. It's one chiyuv, but it's multiple actions. And once you split the bracha from the maisa mitzvah, so you could have both, it could have a nafkamin in both directions. But according to the Raavad, now the way I understood the Raavad was that the Raavad was saying, look, the bracha's on the performance of the mitzvah, not on the performance of a mitzvah which expresses a chiyuv, which is the Rambam, but simply on a maisa mitzvah that I'm chayiv to do. And it doesn't matter whether I'm chayiv midin tzitzis or chayiv midin safek d'oraisa l'chumra. But the way the Rav understood it, originally, he said, no, what the Raavad is saying is that the bracha integrates into the chiyuv ha-mitzvah, and therefore I make it once per
time.
Right, chiyuv. But he said, but wait a second, isn't that the Raavad according to the Chachamim? So therefore the Raavad, the Rav says, no, that must not be what the Raavad means. And here's his formulation, and you'll tell me whether it's what I said or not. Ulam, lefi darkeinu, psaka Raavad tzarchiyun, hari gama Raavad mod deshalacha kerebi. Avo bishar Rebbe sofer shebracha on tefillin calls mancha manichan. Right? Doesn't the Raavad agree you make a bracha every time you put on tefillin? Gama mechayv shal tzitzviz, shal mitzviz a tefillin lo yitzchadesh. V'chor muchum yitzvah shizu Rambam, shachil bracha ala mitzvah shachil nifrat. She says, v'nir lefaris. And therefore he says, no, that must not be what the Raavad meant. I mean, maybe the Raavad sheds light on that. But this is what the Raavad means. Shalafi ha Raavad, Rebbe v'chachamim t'meideim. Everybody agrees that the mechayiv of the mitzvah makes you say the bracha and do the act. They both agree that midrabanan, without making a bracha, the mitzvah is lacking. But what's the machlokes? The way the chachamim take it is if the bracha is integrated into the mechayiv, then you only make it once per chiyuv. But Rebbe says no. He says it's not that the conceptual category of the chiyuv hamitzvah needs a bracha to participate. What is it? Every act of the chiyuv hamitzvah needs the bracha to integrate into the act, which I think is what I said. I just didn't have the avamina to read it in the broad conceptual way he did. So Rebbe agrees the machayiv of the mitzvah is the machayiv of the bracha is the same as the machayiv of the mitzvah, and therefore an androgynous shechayiv mitzvah shem savik daraisa chayiv lots is a mitzvah bishlam uzavarek. But the ravid pasuk kerebi shechayiv lots uzavarek kol ma'isa mitzvah gam lo nischayiv shem chayiv shem mitzvah lo minishechayiv uzavarek chayiv nifragid esha masa mitzvah meluva bebracha amnas lachayiv mitzvah mitzvah bishlam yursa. So therefore, what you have is, let's just review it. You have one shita that you make it once per zman hachiyu. Either that's because you think it's a kiyu, right? The bracha is like once per, right? It integrates into the kiyu hamitzvah, or because you say it's sort of reflective, right? And every time I become chayev, I make it once per lifetime, per beged, per sukkis. The shita you make it every day, every day until it's the same. The shita you make it on every act. So you can take that two ways. One is to say it integrates into the Maisa Mitzvah. The other is to say that every time I'm chayiv in a mitzvah, I'm chayiv to do two things, which is do the mitzvah and do the bracha. The Rambam takes the second formulation, and therefore there are two nafkaminas to that. One is that I could be chayiv in the Maisa Mitzvah even if it's the kiyum of the same chiyuv. So every time I sit in a sukkah. The other is that in the case of Safek, I could be chayiv in the Maisa Mitzvah without the bracha. But the Ravid is going to say, look, yes, we conclude lahalacha that it's on every Maisa Mitzvah. But the way he conceptualizes the bracha is that a Maisa Mitzvah without a bracha is incomplete. And therefore, every time I'm chayiv to perform an act, regardless of whether I'm chayiv midin the mitzvah itself or midin Safek d'oraisa l'chomra, since the bracha has to indicate in the Maisa Mitzvah, and I'm chayiv in the Maisa Mitzvah, so what do? I make the bracha. And therefore, even if I'm chayiv in Safik, I make the bracha. And that's how I think the Ravid understands it. And that's the machlokas Ram Ravid, that's the machlokas in the Gemara, and that's the very short sugya of Mevarech called Safra Vitzafra. Okay? Hopefully we'll have the printer up and we can do the other one.
Flesh out the details.